Australia follows suit when it comes to America. The amount of abuse I've copped online, even in the past 12 hours, from men saying the most horrifically sexist things, thinking that it's funny. This is what Andrew Tate has laid the pathway for. This is what people like Joe Rogan do.
I want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome because, you know, it's the thing at the moment.
It's everywhere at the moment.
Yeah. So what I want to focus on is Trump derangement syndrome in Australia. And there is a poster child at the moment for Trump derangement syndrome in Australia. And that poster child is Abby Chatfield.
Oh, I hate that.
Woo. See, I don't know anything about Abby Chatfield. I think I came across her like a few years ago. I understand she's like a radio chick. Is she like a model or something?
Oh, I know all about this chick. She's like a influencer / feminist. She made that show Fuckboy Island. She produced that.
Does she sell dildos?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think she's got a line of dildos. That's like the one thing I remember.
Feminist dildos.
What is a butt plug and how do you use it?
So we all know Trump derangement syndrome is a thing, and it just baffles me how people can get so wound up about this guy.
I'm sorry! No! 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 Why? Why? Why?
I mean, this guy who is essentially a 90s New York Democrat, you know, he doesn't want anything that outlandish. What does he want? Secure borders, prosperity for his nation?
Yeah, and all the women out there are like, oh, this is the end of female rights. Get ready. We're not going to be able to vote soon. They're going to be tracking your ovaries with fucking period apps. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's one thing to have TDS in America because it's like their president.
Yeah.
But it's a whole other thing for Australians to have it. And I know some people out there are going to be like, yeah, but you guys keep talking about Trump, aren't you obsessed? Yeah, we make videos about retards. There's lots of people retarded about this at the moment.
Have you seen there is videos out there that are so fucking cringe? I think it's of like Belgium, Sweden, and some other Eastern European country. They've rounded all of the women up in their parliament and they're standing all together on these steps and they've like spliced it into this compilation of We Stand With You American Women.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's so cringe. If you can find it, show it because it's awful.
Yeah, so anyway, Abby Chatfield has released a couple of clips that have been doing the rounds. I saw this on Twitter last night. This isn't going to be a long video, but I thought we better cover it because it's, you know, our territory. It relates to the whole leftist meltdown Trump thing. So I thought this would be funny.
Nice. Let's look at it.
If you're a woman in Australia and you think the US election doesn't affect us, just know they now have permission to be outwardly sexist and support a racist.
Okay, pause. What's with the claps?
I know, I was just gonna say, if you're a retarded Australian feminist, clap your hands.
Yeah, it's so like black woman to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just know that in your heart, no.
She's clapping for a racist. You idiot.
But here's the thing. He's never been convicted of racism.
No.
He wasn't even adjudicated of racism. Like lots of lefties like to say.
They're just mad because there's audio of Trump saying, I grabbed her by the pussy.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Just know that in your heart, no. But they now have permission. They now think they are the majority and they're so uneducated that they think that because they're the majority, they are right.
Isn't that the most condescending thing you can say? And there's so much of it going about now. Oh, they're just uneducated. Fuck off. I mean, it's so snooty to talk like that, isn't it?
It really is.
You disagree with me? You're uneducated.
They now have permission to be racist, transphobic. They have permission to laugh about our reproductive health and our reproductive freedoms. Australia follows suit when it comes to America. The amount of abuse I've copped online, even in the past 12 hours, from men saying the most horrifically sexist things, thinking that it's funny.
Well, you better get online and cry about it. That's gonna stop it, I'm sure.
Listen, you made a TV show called Fuckboy Island.
You sell dildos, I think.
You're basically slandering men for being promiscuous. We can't do that about women, can we? No, hell no, can't call women sluts. Men, fuckboys.
Yeah, and it's just so funny. I mean, it's like these people never got teased at school. Like, everyone got teased at school at some point. And they're just now realizing if you keep doing the thing that gets you shit, you're gonna keep getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Andrew Tate has laid the pathway for. This is what people like Joe Rogan do.
It's just... Andrew Tate, Joe Rogan, Donald Trump. What's wrong with Joe Rogan?
I don't know. It's because he gave him a platform.
What's Joe Rogan done?
That's it. That's absolutely it.
Well, do you remember when they said working out is right wing?
No.
This is like last year. Working out is now right wing.
Like gym?
Yeah,
like,
going to the gym.
What?
They are now allowed to say the quiet part out loud. And we're gonna cop it.
They were allowed to say it anyway. They were always allowed to say it. They just, A, didn't know who you were, B, didn't give a fuck about you, or C, were being polite. Now you're being a massive bitch and they want to get on your nerves and it's working.
That's right, the timing is perfect. The timing is perfect.
My God, this woman is so fucking dumb for being an educated person. Anyway, so this clip happened, right? And it made the rounds and she's like, oh my God, I'm getting so much attention. People are like noticing that I'm a massive fuckhead. And so today, probably a couple of days ago by the time you guys see this, she came out with this one.
The amount of trolling I've gotten in the past 12 hours is beyond disgusting, and it's by uneducated, disgusting, sexist pig men.
Oh! It's unacceptable, it's sexist, it's trolling, it's sexist trolling by these disgusting pig men. How dare you be sexist, you fucking man? Like I said before, this is just one of those classic, I'm getting lots of shit on the internet, what should I do about it? I know, I'll get really mad and go on the internet.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
That'll make them stop.
It's so dumb.
Do you understand this is going to, the ripple effect, the lesson this teaches to men around the world? It's going to become Andrew Tate supporters everywhere you f***ing look. The sexism, the misogyny, the lack of education.
Oh my God, just quit it, will you? She's inviting people into her comments section to just tear her apart.
Is she like the Gen Z Big Red?
I don't know, yeah, maybe. And has she got herpes? I think it's just a massive mole.
This is going to have such a huge impact, and I'm already seeing it personally as someone on the internet, as a public figure. Women getting called stupid, hysterical.
Stop being stupid and hysterical then.
I know. You can hear your fucking dog whining in the background. He's sick of hearing your shit. Shut up.
Your body, my choice.
Oh, that was funny. That was so funny. I mean, obviously very, very wrong. No one agrees with that, but it's a fucking funny troll.
It is an epic troll.
So people are going around chanting, your body, my choice.
Oh, what a glorious one-liner to piss off some feminists, eh?
Oh, well. I mean, it's obviously not Trump's position. It's no one's position. You know what I mean? But it's just, you know it's going to cut him. You know it's going to get to him.
It's a wind-up. It's a glorious wind-up.
You know they're going to cry. You know they're going to do this. And it's entertaining.
This is why women are so upset. This is why it's affecting us.
Yeah, well, get over it. No one even knows who you are, Abby, or they didn't until you did this. I mean, some people in Australia do, I guess. But now the whole world does. You're like the face of Australian TDS. Congratulations.
Yeah, get ready for some male trolling on an international level.
Anyway, I thought that was funny. I thought we better comment on it. Don't forget to visit Sugar Tit's channel. There's a link in the description. Yes, she's a woman, but she's quite funny sometimes if you give her a chance.
Yeah, don't be a patriarchal dick lord. Come visit my channel.
All right, we'll catch you later. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
See ya. Recession! Recession! Recession!